The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Richard. Now, new figures released this week revealed the corporate insolvency soared by 70% year on year in the first 3 months of the year, and also revealed there's been a slowdown in the number of startups getting off the ground. Rising costs and lingering economic uncertainty are some of the obvious factors being cited to explain these trends and the pressure which many Irish companies are under. To discuss all of this, I'm joined now by Bill Houlihan, a legal expert in insolvency law and co-author of Buying and Selling Insolvent Companies. Bill, the 70% surge year on year, was it really entirely expected? It's the COVID maybe long tail effect. We're in the midst of an energy crisis.
All that and more. I think it was Mark Twain who said that Benjamin Disraeli quoted lies, damned lies in statistics. So it's a question of the 70% or what. The VisionNet figures show the increase in the first 3 months as compared to the same time last year. But that's in the context of, you know, coming out of a COVID-19 recovery period. And as you say, we're 1 year into the Ukrainian war with all the increased business costs that have ensued. So in one sense, nothing surprising.
And we've now are learning the so-called zombie businesses. Can you explain what we mean by that phrase, zombie businesses, Bill?
Yeah, I've been using that phrase for about 20 years, and I thought Jim Power used it during the week. Ghosts is the term that I use to describe the businesses that have simply disappeared like ghosts in the night. It's a small business. There's nothing worth liquidating. It'll just shut shop and disappear. And the insolvency figures don't relate to those figures, because the insolvency figures that have been quoted refer to a business that's gone through some kind of formal insolvency procedure. It doesn't track the businesses that disappear like the ghosts. So then the zombies are the businesses that objectively would be on any assessment legally insolvent and should be put through some kind of insolvency procedure, either to wind them up, the bullet through the brain, or liquidate them, give them a cure for the zombieism to enable them to start again debt-free. But some are being kept artificially alive, and the brain food that the zombies are eating is a diet of debt forbearance, government support, such as the COVID-19, or even revenue warehousing of debt. And that can full of debt has been kicked down the road, but they're running out of road. Last October, the revenue published figures showing there's 2.2 billion of debt warehousing by 7,500 taxpayers, and there's over 50,000 have debts of less than 5,000 warehoused.
Is it not entirely healthy, though, to have an ecosystem where there is churn, where you are having companies ultimately fail? That is part of the cycle. And we've seen the OECD and others in the past point to Ireland needs more churn, seeing companies fail quickly, but maybe it needs to be more cheaply. Is that the learning here? Is that experiment, but be put out of your misery if there isn't a route to market faster?
Yeah, I mean, that's a natural cycle. It's the law of the jungle in terms of survival. You're always going to have businesses that are going to fail. I know people need to accept that economic reality. The difficulty for some people is actually resolving the debt procedures. Now, we've come a long way in the past 20 years. The EU Commission published its second chance policy in 2007 and recommended an overhaul. And we've done a lot in Ireland to do it. We've SCARP now for companies, with personal insolvency for individuals. But even then, there isn't an integration between the two of those. For example, there's a good friend of mine, Mitchell O'Brien, an insolvency practitioner in Dungarvan, who's one of Ireland's leading insolvency practitioners. And he made a recommendation that the SCARP PIP mechanisms could be integrated together if you had them coordinated through the circuit court. And that was part of a submission to the Department of Justice and the EU Insolvency Directive public consultation process. So there's a bit of work to be done yet.
To integrate that legal system. Like, yeah. Are there certain sectors, Bill Houlihan, that we're seeing become the ghosts and zombies more than maybe others? Maybe those companies that are bricks and mortar, maybe having to kind of negotiate the energy crisis more than others?
Yeah, again, if you look at the figures, you're looking at retail, you're looking at hospitality, you're looking at construction. They're the primary business failures when you look at the figures. And what are common to all of them? Premises. In the past year, the cost of doing business through fixed premises has gone through the roof. In the past number of years, insurance has gone through the roof because of the global market, the cost of fuel, the cost of staff, if you can get them, all of those have gone through the roof. That's eroded all the margins for companies who are on the edge.
nobody sets out when you start a business to obviously become that ghost, to become the zombie. It's very painful to have to wind down a company, that goes without saying. But is there something missing, Bill Houlihan, in the whole startup journey, in the ecosystem, that maybe could prepare entrepreneurs and founders to avoid this as an outcome?
Yeah, I mean, it's a question of learning how to do business. My office has been the legal advisor to the Franchise Association for the past 40 years. And franchising is a system where you can learn through somebody else's mistakes. You may be the best butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the best confectioner or florist in the world, but it doesn't mean you necessarily are ahead for the business. Now, you could go down the franchising route, you could go down your sole establishment route, but in the same way that you need a good chef in the kitchen, we'll need a good maitre d' out the front of the house. Every good business needs somebody with a head for the figures, who can look after the books, make sure the VAT returns are up to date, the PAY is paid, the cash flow is managed, etc. And if you don't have those skills yourself, you need to bring in somebody who does. I may be a great lawyer, but I don't think I'd be the best business person in the world.
Yeah, it's constant upskilling for everybody out in business. Do you worry that by end of year, these figures are only going to get worse, given potentially what lies ahead and the uncertainty and ambiguity of this moment that a lot of businesses are having to kind of navigate?
Again, I think it's down to the question of the figures. That's the important word. The figures will go up, but it's going to represent a cleaning out of the stables to a certain extent, because all we've done for the past couple of years is put things into a bit of a limbo. It's frozen the situation. But as I say, with 2.2 billion of debt to be repaid to the revenue, for example, that's going to be a huge problem.
Do you think, just finally, Bill Houlihan, something could have been done earlier in this cycle of COVID subsidies, grants, keeping some of these companies alive artificially? You know, maybe it was just inevitable that they would end up having to wind down. Was there something that needed to be done in tracking the data sooner so that this didn't arise, that we have so many ghosts and zombie businesses now?
Well, as Father Jack would say, that it'd be an ecumenical matter. That's down to a question of government policy. The policy was to try and keep people alive, literally, by continuing the economic flow. And that's why all the various schemes and interventions were brought in. And it preserved the situation for a period of time. But there's bound to be a post-COVID rationalisation.
OK, very good. Bill Houlihan, legal expert in insolvency law, thank you so much for joining us.